You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
I'm good to go when you are.
Oh shit, I introduced this. Everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all of the pop culture news and none of the research. I'm Jackson.
I'm Joel Dusha, and today is a dangerous episode because
it's dangerous.
It's just us two.
It's cheeky.
We are talking about a franchise I am very familiar with and that Jackson has seen one out of a possible, I think, 12 entries.
Oh yes, I have. What do we think's going to happen in Halloween Ends? Did I get the name right?
You nailed it. Well done.
Oh, that's so lucky.
To catch everyone up,
yeah.
And Jackson, this is also going to catch you up. In 1978, there was a movie called Halloween that came out, directed by John Carpenter. That was followed by a sequel called Halloween 2. Mm-hmm. Not directed by John Carpenter, but is a direct sequel that takes place on the same night as the original Halloween movie.
Okay. Then Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
Yay!
Whoa!
Where'd that go from? Yeah, so that's Season of the Witch, they were like... Actually, Halloween's an anthology series, and the audiences said, fuck you.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Give me Michael Myers.
Do you think it would have worked if they hadn't been like, all right, it's an anthology series, and our second entry in the anthology series is Evil Masks. but also like Evil Masks turn children into robots, and also there are robot men. Have I seen this movie? Maybe I have.
I don't know. See, that's one I haven't seen.
I think it's about evil masks that turn children into zombies and also giant robot men that a company have made. Look a bit like Michael Myers. Anyway.
That's good. Anyway, so after Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, six years pass because everyone's like, we actually fucking hated that and
that
we hate
actually
Halloween.
Terrible. Don't do that again.
So then they were like, all right, Halloween 4 comes out. It's called The Return of Michael Myers.
He's back.
So they're like, forget that anthology shit.
Don't worry about it.
So obviously Halloween 4 ignores Halloween 3 because Halloween 3 has nothing to do with Michael Myers.
It doesn't even have to ignore it. It was irrelevant.
Then Halloween 5 comes out the next year called The Revenge of Michael Myers.
Mm-hmm.
And then they drop the 6 in the next title. But another 6 years later, we get Halloween 6, but it's not actually called Halloween 6. It's just called Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers.
Oh, shit.
So they're letting you know. Michael Myers, he's in all of these.
Yeah.
Then, 3 years later, so remember that we just got a 6 year gap between 5 and 6.
Yeah, yeah.
3 years later, we get Halloween H2O, 20 years later, which is a sequel to Halloween 2, but ignores Season of the Witch, Halloween 4, 5, and 6, and just follows directly from 2.
It's crazy to me that any of these would claim to ignore Season of the Witch. I assume all of them ignore Season of the Witch.
Then, 4 years later, we get a direct sequel to Halloween H2O, 20 years later, called Halloween Resurrection, which had the working title HalloweenMichaelMyers.com and Halloween H2K.
HalloweenMichaelMyers.com sounds like the name of a fake movie we'd make up. HalloweenMichaelMyers.com, where Michael Myers is an NFT now or whatever.
Yeah, well, so the plot of that one is that Michael Myers' original house from the first Halloween... they're holding a reality TV show called Dangertainment.
Incredible.
It's hosted by Busta Rhymes. Mm-hmm. And in this movie, Busta Rhymes kicks Michael Myers in the head. And that's good.
Awesome. Is Michael Myers gone to hell yet?
No, Michael Myers hasn't gone to hell. In fact, I found
out... Does he ever? Or am I thinking of Jason?
You're thinking of Jason.
Fuck!
Okay. Yeah, Jason Goes to Hell is the name of a Friday the 13th movie.
Yeah, that's fair.
Michael Myers, though, it turns out the producer has a deal that Michael Myers can't die, which is interesting because that removes all stakes from every movie.
Yeah.
Even though in multiple of these movies, it looks like he dies.
Yeah, it's not the case. And also, even though, as far as I know, he's just a guy, right?
Yeah, it depends which Halloween movie. Mm. In the first one, he's just a fucked up guy. In the second one, he's...
My favorite thing about the first Halloween movie, and I actually really didn't like it, but what I did love was the psychiatrist being like, yeah, he's fucked up.
Yeah. The psychiatrist being like, actually, I'm going to his trial. I want him in jail for the rest of his life.
And they're like, isn't your job to fix him? But he's like, I don't fucking know if anyone can. He's just, he's full on fucked up. So, oh, well. Well,
great news. That psychiatrist, while he doesn't appear, he presumably dies in Halloween 2 when he explodes an entire hospital room with Michael Myers and him in it. But then he's back for the fourth one.
That's great. Maybe I should watch them just for the worst psychiatrist in the profession to ever exist.
Yeah. The psychiatrist is the main character of 4, 5, and 6.
Oh, man.
But then, yeah, and then in Halloween H2O, they go back to Laurie Strode and they're like, she's not dead! Because they kill her off screen in Halloween 4. Yeah. Then kill her on screen in Halloween Resurrections in a stupid way.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, anyway, for sure.
We'll get, I've got to get through this timeline and we'll get back to it. You just need to know that all of this is stupid. Anyway, Halloween Resurrections, which was a sequel to Halloween H2O, which was a sequel to Halloween 2, but ignores 4, 5, and 6, and 3, but all of them ignore 3.
Obviously they ignore 3.
Then, the next movie in the series is a reboot called Halloween.
I think, is that the one made by Rob Zombie?
Rob Zombie, yes.
I've seen that one. I've seen Halloween, the original one, and Halloween Rob Zombie's fucked up new version.
Yeah, the fucked everything's torture porn now, so this is going to be full on horny and violent as hell.
Yeah.
And then that's followed by Halloween 2, which is sort of a remake of Halloween 2.
Okay.
And then they stop that again. Then, and we're getting close to what we're talking about today, because now we get Halloween, another movie called Halloween. So that's three movies just called Halloween, all part of the same fucking series in 2018, which is a sequel to Halloween 1978, but not a sequel to Halloween 2.
You literally cannot make a sequel to a movie with the same name as the movie you're making a sequel to. You literally aren't allowed to do that.
So the timeline that we are currently in for these Halloween movies is Halloween, Halloween, Halloween Kills, Halloween Ends.
That's got a great rhythm. Halloween, Halloween, Halloween Kills. I like that.
So Halloween 2018 comes out, which is very similar to Halloween H2O, which is like 30 years have passed, and Michael Myers is coming back on Halloween to fuck up the Stroud family, which is J.C.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis's character, Laurie Stroud, and then she has a daughter and a granddaughter in this one. So it's all fucking happening.
Yeah.
By not being a sequel to 2, all they do is retcon the fact that Laurie is actually Michael Myers' sister.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's probably a good idea.
Not true.
Yeah.
And they address it by having, in Halloween 2018, characters being like, I heard he was his sister. And someone's like, no, you fucking idiot.
That's wrong.
Just a rumor.
Okay, cool. Good. Great way to address it.
And also, Michael Myers escapes from the institution he's being kept in after 40 years because two people try and interview him for a podcast.
Oh, my God. Get him on Plumbing the Death Star. Michael Myers, what are you? Could you be in space? That's not an answer or a joke.
Hey, it's getting close to Halloween. Don't stab us with that famously big knife, hey? Hey, oh my God.
Come on, dude. We asked you not to so politely, and you stabbed us with your famous knife.
So Michael Myers looks like he dies at the end of Halloween 2018, and then Halloween Kills rolls in. Now, at this point, I'm just going to let everyone know that I have seen Halloween Kills, and I will spoil it. So if you haven't seen that movie, don't listen to the rest of this podcast.
Beautiful.
Halloween Kills, the entire plot, Laurie is in hospital after being stabbed towards the end of 2018.
That's
Halloween,
good. That is what would happen. Yeah.
They keep doing it, though. Because, like, in Halloween Resurrections, Laurie is in hospital and then before she's killed. In Halloween 2, she's in hospital the whole movie.
That's crazy.
They just keep putting her in hospital.
Are they doing it as a reference? So they like, I'll remember too, and now the same thing's happening again.
Well,
she's been stabbed.
Literally the same thing does happen again, because in Halloween 2, Michael Myers goes into the hospital and starts killing people one by one to get to Laurie. In Halloween Kills, the same thing happens. It's also annoying because the director's like, I'm ignoring Halloween 2, and then pretty much remakes 2. Anyway, then there's, like, town justice, and everyone's like, if we come together, we can kick the absolute ever-loving fuck out of Michael Myers.
Hell yeah.
And they keep chanting, evil dies tonight. Anyway, they beat the shit out of him, but then he's Michael Myers and can't die, and then he kills a bunch of people. Including
good stuff.
And it's a lot of people that were, like, survivors of the first event.
Oh, yeah. So he comes back. Like, did they give a reason for, like, him killing all these people again? Because, like, last time he was just doing it. It was kind of coincidence, the people he killed.
So sometimes it's because they're getting in the way of him getting to Laurie because he wanted to kill both of his sisters.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's for a witch curse thing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, some people brought him back. He has been brought back from the dead before, right? By witches. I swear to God, Michael Myers has come back from the dead by way of witches.
In Halloween 2, they kind of reference the fact that he has made a deal with witches or maybe the devil.
Right.
And that's why he needs to kill his sisters to, like, finally get the full embodiment of evil or whatever.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
It's also why the fucked up psychiatrist empties a load of bullets into him twice and he doesn't die. But he cries blood, which is pretty sick.
That is cool. And I'm always a fan of if the villain's motivations involve or are revolving around witches. So
yeah,
that's good. But I assume that's not been brought back for Halloween Kills. There's no witch
references.
No,
in Halloween Kills, the reveal is that he's just killing people to get back to his house.
That's fair. He wants to go home.
Because there's a thing that he used to do, which is just look out his bedroom window.
He wants to do it again.
He wasn't looking out the window. He was actually looking at the reflection of himself. Anyway, and then... This is probably the only big spoiler for the movie, but Judy Greer's character, the daughter of Jamie Lee Curtis, at the last shot of Halloween Kills, she's looking out the window and Michael Myers comes up behind her and stabs her in the guts. And she
dies. He's like, that's my window to look out
of. Halloween and Halloween Kills are set on the same night.
Great.
Michael Myers is back for those nights. At first, you think he's trying to kill Laurie, but it turns out he's just trying to kill all the people in the neighborhood to get back to his house, like spiraling back to the house.
Great.
Then, sure. And this is where the speculation is going to start.
Okay.
I've given you all the information you need, which is nothing really, because Halloween Kills gives you pretty much nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween Ends. The director has said, we're doing a time jump. It's not set the same night anymore. We're jumping forward 4 years. So it's going to be set in 2022 when the film comes out.
Great.
And he said, it's going to be a more intimate story because Michael Myers kills 35 people in Halloween Kills. He wipes out a huge chunk of the town. Halloween Ends is also going to deal with COVID. That is confirmed by the director.
How will they deal with COVID? How could you deal with COVID? Is it going to be like, there's a lockdown, so you can't leave your house? Michael Myers is in your house? But that's so stupid, because I'm sure if I, like, ran out of my house screaming and they were like, where's your mask? And I was like, well, it's actually a fucking... You want to talk about masks coming to my house? Look at this fucking glump trying to stab me with his famous knife. I'm sure that the authorities would understand.
They'd be but like, maybe, you know what? That's okay. Where is he? We'll shoot him with our gun. And you can be like, no, it's not going to work. They've tried that so many times.
Actually, this is, you know, witches, officer?
Yeah.
But it's too late at that point. But maybe that's what they'll go for. Maybe they'll be like, yeah, hey, you can't leave your house because there's COVID on the streets, but... Inside your house is Michael Myers. What are you going to do?
Because, yeah, like, obviously, the whole town knows he's back. Because a lot of the Halloween sequels deal with the fact they're like, oh, Michael Myers. And Halloween 2018 deals with this. He's like, he only killed three guys. Like, it's fine. And then he disappeared for 40 years. But then, yeah, over the course of two movies, he kills, like, 50 people from the same town.
Yeah.
So
I would be scared if he came around again. At first, I would be like, well, I'm not a member of that family, so I'll be okay. But now I'm like, I would
actually,
be like,
neither is Laurie Stroud. That was actually just a fucked up rumor. They're not related.
And I'll be like, it's fucked up you pay so much attention to something that happened 40 years ago. Who cares?
In the same conversation where they're like, actually, he's not even their sister. That's a fucked up rumor. The person's like, it's three people. Who gives a shit? It was three teens 40 years ago.
It is
that's not even that many people.
Yeah.
But now it's like 50 people.
Okay.
And 4 years ago, so.
What about, okay, here's another way they could include COVID, okay?
Do you want to, imagine if they do War of the Worlds and they kill Michael Myers with COVID.
The smallest thing killed Michael Myers, what do they call it? What's the name of the novel coronavirus? Who could have expected the novel coronavirus would kill Michael Myers?
So far, the ways that I've seen Michael Myers be stopped in movies are, so he gets shot in the guts heaps in Halloween 1 and falls off a balcony, but then the movie reveals he survives, but you don't see where he goes, which is spooky. Halloween 2, he's blown up, but turns out he was fine.
Halloween 3 is about masks, it's about witches. So don't worry about
fourth,
it.
4, 5, and 6, haven't seen. Halloween H2O, he gets beheaded with an axe.
Okay, fabulous.
But then
it turns
out it was a famous Michael Myers trick, and it was actually an innocent paramedic that had had their head squished a bit, so they didn't know what was going on.
I thought you were
going
to say famous Michael Myers trick, fake head. He got him good. Give him the old fake head trick. Yeah, okay.
And then in Halloween Resurrections, he gets kicked into electrical wires and set on fire by rapper Busta Rhymes, who says, "Hey, Mikey, happy fucking Halloween." And but then he's on fire and explodes and then is taken to the morgue and wakes up. And then that's the end of the movie.
Classic.
In Halloween 2018, they set him on fire again. And then in Halloween Kills, he gets the shit kicked out of him and shot and stabbed heaps, and then gets up and kills everyone that's attacking him, and then he's just standing in his room and is fine. So,
okay. What about
COVID
if ever...
hasn't been tried yet. So
no, they've not tried to kill him with illness yet. Should we? Maybe he'll come in and he'll have his famous knife and he'll cough and everyone will be like, "Are you sick, dude? Like, you shouldn't be in here if you're sick, man. You should be isolated."
Can you taste or smell shit at the moment? And he's like, "No." And they're like, "Whoa."
Dude, that's fucked up. Don't come in here, okay? You're sick. Do you have the jab, Michael Myers? Are you vaccinated, bro?
On the BS Boys bingo card, right in the middle, Michael Myers gets novel coronavirus.
Yeah. Chuck it in there. Okay, what about this? The town can't get masks for some reason, right? No masks available, but the only masks they can get are Shatner masks that resemble the Michael Myers mask. And so everyone looks like Michael Myers, but it's they're just trying to be COVID safe. And so everyone in the town, Michael Myers, the guy, is not even in the movie. They get him for good this time, okay? Okay, so put that at in the bingo card. Michael Myers already got either dead or he's like in an asylum and they're like, this time it's for real. But everyone in the town looks like Michael Myers and they all kill each other because they think he's back.
I want you to know that in two of the movies I've seen, someone else has been dressed as Michael Myers and either been killed or bashed as a result.
There you go. It can happen. It's
three,
not impossible.
If you count, they think they've found Michael Myers without his mask on, and they kind of chase him out of a building, and he jumps off the building and splats on the pavement, but it's not Michael Myers.
It's a different guy, yeah.
Yeah, they always do it in fucked up ways. They kill an innocent guy by crashing a police car into an ambulance, and the cars explode. And
he's
a drunk teen. He's just on fire. And then when he's a skeleton, they're like, "Hey, that doesn't look like Michael Myers."
How do you know it's a fucking skeleton? What? I guess Michael Myers is big. That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, because it's called Halloween Ends, so like, surely there's going to be some sense of finality to it. Do you think they'll kill him? Like, kill him at the end of this one? I mean, obviously, whatever. It'll get rebooted at some point or a sequel will be made, but like...
I can't wait for the fourth movie called Halloween.
Yes. They should just call them all Halloween. It should be Halloween, yeah, Halloween, well. Halloween, Halloween. Now, whatever. Maybe they'll crash a helicopter into him. That'd be cool to see.
We've only seen him beheaded. We haven't seen him sliced up into little tiny pieces.
Yeah, like maybe like Indiana Jones, you know, when he's fighting that guy and he pushes him into the whirring blade of an airplane. Maybe they'll get him that way to make sure.
Or put him in one of those like, you know, like when you're cutting down a tree. What's it called? Woodcutter?
Oh, yeah, wood chipper. Just push him in a wood chipper, get a slurry on the other side.
Yeah.
Wipe your hands off it. He's done. Except the director or whatever the writer's like, no, he can't die. So it'll be another Michael Myers trick.
It's the producer, but tragically that producer has died and died in a fucked way. That's not funny.
Yeah, okay.
But it happened like 10 years ago. So maybe they can kill him now.
Yeah, maybe there's no more rules anymore.
Yeah,
they can do whatever they like to him.
Bombing or something. Fuck.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well,
he was old, but like, no one's ever old enough to get blown up by bombs.
Dying by bomb is bad. That's such a funny... Yeah, he died. He got bombed to death. Oh, well, he was like 80, so...
Yeah, that's actually a good time.
It was his time.
Bombed.
No, I don't know if that's a fair thing to say. I don't think that works at all. It was his time. He had a good run. No, but he doesn't die in Halloween Kills, right? And they leave him just staring at his reflection in his house.
Yeah. They don't even fake it out. Like, a lot of Halloweens end with a fake out, but this one, no fake out. He's just alive.
That's so weird because, like, what, like, if he dies, you can have in the beginning of the next one, like, the reveal. He didn't die, but he had to go away to lick his wounds or whatever. But this time it's just like, what, did he stay in the house? Or was he just like, that's enough looking at my window, time to go?
Well, because I've seen so many Halloween movies now. And I watched them in such a short period of time. For some reason, for the end of the spooky month, October, I was like, what if I just watched heaps of Halloween movies?
All the Halloweens. Yeah, nice.
Because, like, they've revealed that he sometimes lives, like, underneath his old house.
Oh, yeah.
But, again, like, that's obviously outside of continuity, but they might reuse that again, but I don't know, like, why.
Like, he's just gone underneath, and the people have been like, well, he's not anywhere to be seen, so let's move back in.
Yeah, I just wonder, like, is killing 50 people in one night and then disappearing and not getting caught and knowing that you have an attraction to one particular house, surely you knock the house down.
You would think so, absolutely. But also, that might be insane. Like, if you were like, we're knocking the house down because a serial killer loves it, you'd be like, well, what?
It's been abandoned for 40 years.
Oh, okay. Well, if no one's living in it, yeah, whatever. Maybe they'll turn it into, like, a condos or something. Or a block of flats, and so it'll be... They could do that. They could be like, 4 years have passed, and it's a hotel... What about this? 4 years have passed. It's a hotel. Hotel quarantine. Everybody's in their hotels in quarantine. Jason comes back... Not Jason. Michael Myers comes back, because he was just doing something else. He was busy. He had stuff to take care of. And then he comes back and he's like, this isn't my fucking house. This is a hotel quarantine. And so it's about Michael Myers going... through, knock, 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 and they're like, are you here with my food? And they're like, it's, oh shit, it's Michael Myers. That's not what I expected
at
all.
It's a big knife through the food hole.
Yeah. And then maybe someone, I mean, if they're in hotel quarantine, maybe somebody does have the novel coronavirus and he kills everyone in the hotel, but at the end, oh no.
The idea of ending a 40-year franchise by killing the main villain with COVID is... so funny.
That's funny.
Like, also because, like, we're laughing about it. COVID wasn't, down for a million years.
Yeah.
But, like, our death toll in Australia wasn't that high.
It's so like,
it would be funny to us, but also it's kind of like setting a horror movie and killing a villain with, like, I don't know, like a real life tsunami.
Yeah, like it would be in such... Already, like, making it somehow relevant to coronavirus is in horrifically poor taste. Like, it's the most on-the-nose, like, you don't need to do that, so why even do it kind of thing to do already. So they did kill him with the novel coronavirus. But what a way to get buzz for your film,
Be hollering in the cinema.
Absolutely.
Look, I want you to know, if Michael Myers dies of COVID, I'll personally love it. I'll love it more than I've loved anything in the cinema before. I'll understand it's in poor taste, but I'll be cheering.
Yeah, me too. I'll be like, they went for it. The maniacs went for it. They ruined their own franchise. And that means the next, you know, inevitable Halloween 2024, they have to be like, he didn't get coronavirus. That was a fucked up thing they did in that movie.
He was actually double vaxxed.
They shouldn't have done that. He just got a bit sick, but he was okay in the end. He just self-isolated, okay?
Worth noting that I guess the creators of these Halloween, like the current franchise of Halloween, did it to write a love letter to the first Halloween.
Okay.
I mean, they fucked that up because it's nothing like the first Halloween.
I've not heard anything good about Halloween Kills. I've only heard bad things. I don't know. I've not seen.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
You know. There's no real start, and the end is very abrupt and also not really an end.
Yeah.
It's mostly just a montage of people getting killed with a knife.
Oh, yeah. I just saw this on Twitter. I don't know if this is real. Is there a quote in it where they're like, Michael Myers represents our fear of like stuff we don't understand or something? Or our fear of differences? Because that's an insane thing to say. No, he doesn't. He represents a fucking maniac. Even in the first movie, he didn't represent... The first movie is not charitable towards Mike. They're not like, wow, he's just like, you know, it's a comment on how we feel about like the mentally ill. That psychiatrist, the whole movie is like, that's one fucked up guy. And normally I try and fix everyone, but I'm not fucking even touching that guy. He's too fucked up. I don't know.
Yeah, like, and also a crazy psychiatrist, like a fucking full on lunatic psychiatrist, is also what gets Michael Myers kind of back on the Laurie Stroud train.
Yeah.
Because, so not only do the podcasters go interview him, then his doctor is like, oh, you know where Laurie is because the podcasters are interviewing Laurie about it.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, you got to get these two back together. This is where it all started. Michael Myers and Laurie Stroud. That's how it ends.
Yeah.
They'll kill each other or whatever. But then that turns out to not be true.
Yeah, well, because it's
just
insane...
a fucked up thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just an insane thing for a psychiatrist to say. Yeah.
The psychiatrist from the first, Loomis, his name is, who is just like, I'm in this town because we got to fucking kill this guy.
Yeah. It's just the most insane lack of professionalism. Like,
Jackson.
Yeah.
I don't want to get you too excited, but maybe you should check out Halloween 2, where he's still on it because it's the same night. He's still doing his normal insane shit. And at one point, he pulls a gun on a police officer and makes him drive him back to the hospital so he can shoot Michael Myers.
I love this man. How does he still have a fucking medical license?
Part of the plot is that the institution he works for is like, you need to come back. You are in so much trouble.
And I thought you were going to say, you need to calm down. You are off your fucking rocker, bro. Chill out.
You need to stop trying to kill this man.
He's actually your patient, dude.
Yeah, stop shooting
him
with a gun.
Your job is to make him better. Imagine you're like sitting there with your psychiatrist and you're like, yeah, like this is where I've been at the moment. And the psychiatrist is like, yeah, can't fix you, dude. I gotta kill you.
can you just stand still for a second? I gotta go get my gun.
Fact of the matter is you're full on fucked up, bro. Sorry, man. Oh, yeah, no so hope. Goodbye.
Yeah, so they pull him back in, and then he's like, I need to go back to the hospital. And then pulls a gun on a cop, makes a cop drive him back.
He's a lunatic. Psychiatrist's crazier than Michael Myers. At least I know why Michael Myers is doing anything. The psychiatrist's just the least professional man I've ever seen on film. Maybe they'll bring back him. He's probably dead now, yeah?
The actor died in 95, but they did have a scene with him that was a body double in Halloween Kills.
Well, yeah, maybe they'll bring him back. Maybe they'll do some, gross CGI stuff to, like, return him, and he can come in and be... I mean, I don't know what he would add to the film other than to be like, yeah, he's full on fucked up. Can't fix him or whatever.
I'm trying to find the guy who played his name. Yeah, so Samuel Loomis is the...
Because, like, in every other, like, all the other, like, famous, the two other very famous slashes that I think often Halloween is included in, like Friday the 13th, The Nightmare on Elm Street, like, Freddy Krueger is a dream demon, and Jason is, like, an immortal, I mean, you know, eventually, an immortal slasher monster. So you're like, oh, okay, like, they're monsters. But Michael Myers is just, like, a guy. Like, he's not that... obviously, look, you murder 30 people, you're also a criminal. But, like, it's just a bit rough to say no hope, you know?
Friday the 13th was originally based off Halloween, apparently. Like, it took inspiration from how popular Halloween was.
when I first watched Halloween, the reason I saw the first movie is because I thought I got them confused. And I was like,
yeah,
I'm going to
watch
guy,
a Jason movie.
Yeah, where
Halloween.
Is his hockey mask? When does he put on his famous hockey mask? Wasn't this set at a camp? So
here's my prediction for Halloween Ends, because we've got grandmother Laurie and granddaughter character whose name I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
So in between, like, Judy Greer's character, who is daughter of Laurie, is dead. Yeah. So I reckon grandma and granddaughter team up.
Sure.
Maybe they're isolating together in your hotel quarantine situation.
Yeah, yeah.
I also like this because we're getting an Evil Dead movie in 2022 that's set in a high rise. So I hope they just keep putting famous
yes. People are like, that's the
famous
next
horror
list
movies up. In a big building.
It's the hot ticket setting is hotel.
You can't
quarantine.
Jump out the window because you're too high up.
Yeah, exactly. You're trapped. I mean, you're not really trapped, but you're nominally trapped, I suppose.
I can't remember where I saw this. I'm trying to find out, but I'm pretty sure one of the previous Halloween movies was almost set in a hotel. And if that's true, then you can lock in that this is a hotel quarantine movie.
I think it's very likely hotel quarantine. Maybe set on the previous site where the... Michael Myers' house was, but maybe just also hotel quarantine. They could also just like not lean in that much and just be like, especially if it's set. So wait, hotel kills Halloween kills. That's set. When's that set? 2020?
It's set technically in 2018.
Oh, okay, cool. Because I was like, that's set in 2020, and then there's like a 4-year job. They're not giving us much hope for dealing with coronavirus.
Halloween Ends is set in 2022, the same year it comes out. But Halloween Kills, even though that came out this year, because it takes place the same night as 2020.
Yeah, sure.
I did just check. The original Halloween 2, not to be confused with Rob Zombie's Halloween 2, or Halloween, which is also technically Halloween 2.
Halloween
2, 1981's Halloween 2. Laurie Strode was originally going to move into a high-rise hotel building.
There you go. Lock in hotel quarantine. Lock it in. We've nailed it. Quarantine. Well, okay. For the ending, I think what we got to think is, so you can't end it with just him dying again, right? Like, that would just be... I mean, you could. No one's stopping you. But also, that would be a pretty uninspired ending. But I think we can just, based on, like, what the most obvious choice for an end... Like, what am I trying to say? Like, with a sort of, like, as uninspired as this new trilogy sort of is, like, from what I've heard, right? Like, it's not groundbreaking or anything.
No.
I think there's like only a certain amount of possible endings there could be. I think they could try and go for the kids becomes a new Michael Myers. I reckon they could go for that. Somebody puts on the mask like is that exciting for you audience?
Well, yeah, especially because, I mean, the first Halloween starts with a 6-year-old doing a murder.
Well, there you go. So that kid, who's a 6-year-old doing a murder?
Michael Myers.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, for sure. But so I mean,
In 1963, Michael Myers kills his older sister on Halloween when he's 6 years old.
Yeah.
Then he gets put in a psychiatrist's watch for 15 years, and then he breaks out. So he's 21 in the first movie.
Okay.
Now he's like 51 or some shit. He's older.
He's getting on there. Maybe
61.
Maybe he'll just die of old age.
And everyone's like, oh, that's sad, but he had a good run.
Yeah, it was his time, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they're like, he's like 60, and he's not lived a really good life, so maybe we just tire him out, see if we can give him a heart attack or whatever.
But yeah.
Just scare him. But how young is the granddaughter?
She's older. She's like a teen.
Okay. Because I was like, oh, maybe they could go like, oh, it's happening again. Michael Myers has made a new Michael Myers.
Here's another thing. I think they've done that before. I'm pretty sure the 3 movies that I haven't seen, which become about a cult and whatever as well.
It's just like that's Michael the most uninspired Myers, possible ending. Yeah. So I'm sure they've done it at some point. Yeah.
I think that Laurie's kid in the 4th one becomes Michael Myers for a bit or some shit.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, well, then they probably aren't going to do that again.
Or they could, because they keep borrowing stuff from other movies.
True.
So someone becomes new Michael Myers, that's on the cards. They could do it and have the ending that we're expecting, which is Laurie and Michael Myers die at the same time, but then they do the Halloween, original Halloween ending, which they go look for the body and the body's just gone, and then you get the breathing as the end credits play.
Yeah, they could pull that off. Like, what a boring, not interesting ending to the movie, but
remember possible. That first movie that you've seen, because this is a continuation of it? We're doing it again.
They could go for just like a regular Laurie finally properly kills Mike Myers, like a unequivocally he's dead this time and there's no hint that he survived.
Like they do in Halloween H2O, except for then 4 years later they say it was a famous Michael Myers trick and actually the person that was clearly beheaded on screen was a paramedic that had just had their head squished a bit so that they were dumb and couldn't be like, hey, Laurie, it's not me, Michael Myers.
I wonder how you could in your film, like, really expressly say to your audience, this was the real Michael Myers. Maybe they have him do a DNA test beforehand.
The only way you can do it, and it's because... So they rarely, if ever, reveal his face.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of it in the first Halloween, because Laurie pulls off his mask, but you see it from a distance and it's in shadows.
Yeah.
You see it in Halloween Kills briefly out of focus in the background, and same with Halloween 2018. So I reckon they'll unmask him.
True, true.
You'll actually full-on see his fucked up face.
Yeah, and if they do...
It's because he got stabbed in the... So he's been shot heaps. But for some reason, when he got stabbed in the eye with a coat hanger, that wound stuck around.
That one stuck around, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, if they pull that off, if they're like, that's him, and Laurie's like, that's him, and then they properly stab him to bits or whatever. Like, even though we, the viewing audience, are like, there'll be another Halloween. They're like, of course there will. But that's a way of making it pretty final, I suppose. Wonder why they're doing the four-year jump. Is it so they can include coronavirus?
Like, so they can kill him with COVID. That's always been their plan. Kill him with an illness.
Yeah. Well, just because...
Actually,
yeah,
that could have been a plan, and they're just using COVID to be like, the only thing that could stop Michael Myers was time, basically.
Yeah, for sure. That's an insane ending, but maybe.
Big time. It's fucked up, because it's the War of the Worlds ending.
Yeah.
Do we think Laurie is going to die? So will Jamie Lee Curtis die in this movie?
Yes, I think she will. Mm. I think she'll die. It'll be like
the third time in the franchise they're going to kill her.
And they'll. Again, it means nothing, but I think they will. And I think she'll. She's never
come back from the dead. It's only when they retcon it.
Yeah, okay.
So they've never actually brought Laurie. They've never killed her and then been like, actually, she didn't die.
Didn't happen. It was just a paramedic who had a fucked up head or whatever. Yeah.
Instead of. They say she's dead in one of the movies, but she's not actually dead. But the audience already knows she's not dead when you find out that she's dead. So okay.
Maybe it'll be like that. Yeah, she'll die, but she'll die defending her. Like, you know, like I can imagine the movie also being like kind of like the psychiatrist was saying or whatever. Like, it's Laurie and Michael to the end or whatever. And so like you could have a scene.
Laurie and Michael to the end forever. It's Laurie and Michael. Michael and Laurie.
100 years. 100 years, 100 years of Michael Myers. Yeah. They'll full on do a Rick and Morty parody at the end, I think. Lock that in. Put that on the BS bingo card. If not full on Rick and Morty cameo of some kind. Yeah. Jesus, this is fucked up, Morty. This is the film Halloween Kills. Hey, gee, Rick.
Morty, this is more fucked up than that time I replaced you with two crows at the end of the most recent season of Rick and Morty, the only episodes that Joel Dusha can actively remember seeing in his lifetime.
I thought you were going to have Rick and Morty set up a Family Guy-style cutaway. Rick and Morty,
this is more fucked up than the time I fought a chicken.
And then, holy crap, Lois, and you're in the cinema like, I genuinely don't know what happened. This is a new thing to happen to Lois.
It's Rick, the smartest man in television.
Am I still watching Halloween Kills? No.
Peter!
Holy crap, Lois, this is Halloween Kills.
Giggity. Hang on, let's find out.
What the
Michael Myers Halloween. Michael Myers, Family Guy.
Does Michael Myers... Here's the big question. Does Michael Myers know about Family Guy? Okay?
So, Halloween...
Yeah.
The TV... What?
What have you found?
Someone has made a video called Halloween Michael Myers versus Family Guy Peter Griffin, and I don't know what that could possibly...
Oh, I've just found the same video. It's 7 minutes. It's 8 minutes long.
Why?
What the fuck? Description is, this is a funny live-action Family Guy parody. We see what would happen if a real-life Peter Griffin from Family Guy were to encounter Michael Myers from the Halloween movie franchise. Peter Griffin takes a job as an Uber driver and sets out to pick up his passengers on an old back road at night. Someone is standing in the middle of the road and will not get out of his way. This person is Michael Myers. That's very baffling. Okay.
Michael, there's no cutaway of like Peter Griffin being like, this is as crazy as that time I ran into Michael Myers. But Tom Tucker, the news reporter, has a plot line where he was playing Michael Myers in Halloween 4.
Maybe they'll reference Why? It. Maybe Tom Tucker will be in this. Put it on your BS bingo card. Two Tom cameos of famous cartoons will be in this movie. Much to everyone's shock. So, yeah, as for the ending, it could be Laurie dying. I can imagine it being a kind of thing where she's like, it's always been me versus him ever since I was a teen.
Yeah.
Huh?
100 years.
Exactly. 100 years, Laurie, Michael. 100 years, Michael and Laurie. So many adventures they're going to have. But she's like, it's always been the two of us. I've got to do it or whatever. And so she goes in, sacrifices herself, kills Michael Myers. Maybe they blow up the house. Maybe the house is like set for demolition and it happens inside this house. And maybe the fact that it's like coronavirus is referenced is like, it's just like kind of like offhand or whatever. People have masks on.
Hey, it's 2022. Remember when we survived the novel coronavirus? Yeah, that was fucked up.
Remember when it turned out Michael Myers' blood was the cure? Wow. That's why he's so strong. He can't die. He's got a rare genetic, you know, something cure in his blood. But yeah, and maybe it takes place in like, oh, they're going to demolish his family home. And that's why he returns. Maybe at the end he got what he wanted, but then they're like, they're going to throw it, blow it up. And he's like, nah. And so then the climax is him and Laurie.
Yeah,
they're fighting inside. And she's got the trigger to blow up the house. And she's like, get out of here, daughter and granddaughter. This is how it ends or whatever.
Daughter's already dead, remember.
Oh, rest in peace. Get out of here, granddaughter.
And skeleton of daughter who also died in this house.
Yeah, who's back but has an animate skeleton. Get out of here. And then, yeah, she blows up the house.
I reckon they're going to, the house will be getting destroyed and they'll both stab each other in the head with a knife. Well, maybe not in the head.
Yes.
Lori can't get stabbed in the head because that will look ridiculous. She'll get stabbed in the stomach.
Yeah.
But I reckon Michael Myers will have a knife driven through his head.
Yeah, maybe knife in the top of the head and in the chin, like how you do a corn sometimes.
Yeah. Maybe he kills a lot of people by... He's got two famous kills, which is stabbing someone in the guts with a knife and lifting them up.
Oh, yeah, the classic. That's true.
Loves doing that. And also stabbing people, straight down the top of the head.
Which is a great way to go.
Yeah.
I mean, a great way... I meant like a great way to kill someone, but no, great way to go.
What a way to go. He lived a good life until he was stabbed through the top of the skull. Yeah, great innings.
Wow,
great way to go.
Great way to call, to punch your ticket. All right, well, how would you like to see him die? Because this is how I'd like to see Michael Myers be killed in this movie. So it's in a kebab shop, right?
Yep.
And you know, like the meat like things with the spinning meat for kebabs.
Yep.
He gets like knocked onto one of those spikes, and they just like slice bits off him to make kebabs for the rest of the movie.
That is good. The rest of a 20-minute scene of people being like, oh, my lamb tastes fucked up.
Yeah. And you're like, why is that? What? This movie's focused on some bad-tasting lamb for a while.
Yeah. This lamb is so fucked. I'm worried about my taste buds. I should go and get a novel corona test.
I'm not worried because I am vaccinated. And then you go into the kebab shop and they're like, that's a fucking guy. And the kebab owner's like, it's actually famous serial killer Michael Myers. Who I guess you're eating. And then Rick and Morty show up.
Oh, jeez, Rick, they're eating that guy.
Shut up, Morty. We gotta do other adventures. Why don't we write for that show? Oh my god.
Rick, Rick, don't replace me with crows, and then I'm going to dress up as an old version of me and trick you and think it's a 40 years and I look like shit, Rick.
Yeah, I won't. Do we think that how long between Halloween ends and the next Halloween movie? What do we reckon that time period will be?
I think because they've shit the bed real hard with Halloween Kills, and presumably Ends isn't going to be that much better. It will probably have an ending, though, which is something that Halloween Kills lacks.
Yeah.
So I reckon it'll be minimum 10 years.
10 years? Whoa. 10 years. I reckon four. I reckon it'll be 4 years.
Four? So 2026?
2026, locking in, brand new Halloween reboot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's coming.
Yeah, 2032 for me.
Yeah, and it'll be called Halloween Back for Good.
I reckon they might remake Halloween Season of the Witch.
No, I was actually thinking that as well when we were talking about it earlier. I was like, that is just the kind of thing where it was panned when it first came out, but it's gained a kind of cult status as a movie. Like, people like it, but also as a thing people talk about online. So you can imagine. Exactly. Like we're doing right now. So if they were like,
fucking God.
It's the kind of thing, it would be buzzworthy, if they were like, Halloween is remaking or doing a sequel to Halloween Season of the Witch. I think it would be great if the Halloween franchise just became an anthology horror series of movies. That would be awesome. Yeah.
Do you think that after having Michael Myers in every single one of these movies except one, if they then made a second one without Michael Myers, everyone would be like, I understand and this is fine?
Yeah, dude. I think everyone would get exactly what's happening.
What if they release another movie called Halloween 4, but they go call it Halloween 4 Season of the Witch 2?
Yeah, I think that would be great. Or like, because it's like Halloween Ends and then they have Halloween Starts Season of the Witch 2. So, you know, it's a sequel to Halloween Ends. But also, and it's also so weird to make a sequel to Season of the Witch, which was like an anthology meant to be a one-off, but they're like, well, what else is there to explore? I mean, like, hey, don't get me wrong. The concepts in Season of the Witch, to me anyway, are far more interesting than just a big guy.
Yeah,
masks
that
make fucking zombie kids and giant robot men that a mysterious company are producing or some shit. I don't know. I remember reading a theory once where they're like, the robot men in Halloween Season of the Witch share all of, like, heaps of similarities with Michael Myers in that trilogy you haven't seen. So they're like, what if he's like a cyborg in those movies?
Yeah,
he's unkillable. All of that same kind of similar things happen to him. And the robots in Season of the Witch bleed white, and Michael Myers bleeds white in that trilogy as well. So,
weird. I don't
know. Anyway, yeah. So, I know. I hope they start making turn it back into an anthology series. And they claim that all of the Halloween films that have come out now were the first entry in that anthology. When they do it again,
they're meant
Season
to just be viewed
Witch.
As one film.
Yeah, it's one continuous narrative. Yeah. The Halloween series.
Yeah. And yeah. Season of Witch 2. That's exciting. Well, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And
see you next Halloween.
Yeah, see you. Woo! We missed Halloween. I think this is coming out mid-November.
Yeah, we missed Halloween. Oh, well.
Yeah. See you next mid-November when we do another spooky thing.
Bye.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we, oh my goodness me, we are the BS Boys.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our SansPants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.